Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and back, my mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show. It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture, and we will. Let's begin with now. The following episode is a very special mini-sode that may sound a bit different than our usual episodes. Perhaps a bit more rough around the edges, they give you a rare look behind the scenes or take a deep dive on a special topic. We hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. We will be back in July with our typical programming. Until then, hit subscribe and say fuck off to diets.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another mini-sode. This week, I am going to talk about a few books that I've read in the last little while that just have, like, cool fat wrap in them that I wanted to talk about. I think that, what does Julie say? She always says that I am the resident book fiend or bibliophile, so we thought that it was only fitting for me to sit and just, like, chat about books for 5 minutes with y'all. So I have different books. So I have a few different books that I wanted to highlight today. They're all different types of books, so hopefully that there's something for everybody. The first one that I wanted to talk about is Fat Chance Charlie Vega by Crystal Maldonado. I'm going to read a little synopsis for you, and then we're going to have a little chat. So it says, Charlie Vega is a lot of things. Smart, funny, artistic, ambitious, fat. People sometimes have a problem with that last one, especially her mom. Charlie wants a good relationship with her body, but it's hard, and her mom leaving a billion weight loss shakes on her dresser doesn't help. The world and everyone in it have ideas about what she should look like. Thinner, lighter, slimmer faced, straighter haired, be smaller, be whiter, be quieter. But there's one person who's always in Charlie's corner, her best friend, Amelia. Slim, popular, athletic, totally dope. So when Charlie starts a tentative relationship with a cute classmate, Brian, the first worthwhile guy to notice her, everything is perfect until she learns one thing. He asked Amelia out first. So is she his second chance or what? Does he even really see her? Everything is now officially a mess. So I read this book a couple of years ago and it was really, really sweet. It's like a YA book, so it's very like friendly reader wise, very like appropriate for all ages. And it's just really adorable. It made me feel very soft just towards like being that age, like being in high school and just everything seeming like so big and like so hard. Charlie is a writer, and I really love writing, so I like love reading stories about people who also love writing. I will say that, like it says in the synopsis in this one, Charlie has a really kind of tumultuous relationship with her mom, in that her mom is very fat phobic towards her. So if that would be triggering to read for anybody, then I would maybe caution you against this book, or just encourage you to take extra care in this book. And it's just really cute. Like, the romance between her and the love interest is really sweet, and kind of the growth that she goes through was just like really sweet and tender, and I loved this book for that. And then the next book I'm going to talk about is actually one that Julie and I will be talking about in further detail sometime soon. It is Spoiler Alert by Olivia Dade. It's come highly recommended by so many of you. I will read the synopsis. It says, Marcus Castor Rupp has a secret. The world may know him as Aeneas, star of the biggest show on television, but fan fiction readers call him something else. Book Aeneas would never. Marcus gets out his frustrations with the show through anonymous stories about the internet's favorite couple, Aeneas and Lavinia. But if anyone discovered his online persona, he'd be finished in Hollywood. April Whittier has secrets of her own. A hardcore Lavinia stan, she's long hidden her fanfic and cosplay hobbies from her real life, but not anymore. When she dares to post her latest costume creation on Twitter, her plus-size take goes viral. And when Marcus asks her out to spite the internet critics, truth officially becomes stranger than fan fiction. On their date, Marcus quickly realizes he wants more from April than a one-time publicity stunt. But when he discovers she's unapologetic Lavinia stan, his closest fandom friend, he has one more huge secret to keep from her. With love and Marcus's career on the line, can the two of them stop hiding once and for all, or will a match made in he fandom will a match made in fandom, that's cute, end up prematurely canceled? This book is adorable. I will say it's an adult romance. There is like explicit smut, explicit sex in it. So not as kind of like widely age family friendly. But it's a really good. The romance between April and Marcus is just like so sweet and cute, and like just loved the process of like watching April kind of like peel back Marcus's layers because he's like an angsty actor or whatever. I will say with this one as well, April really is at odds with her parents, with because like they're fat phobic towards her. And it's a really like a big source of conflict in this book. So again, take care of yourself if that's something you don't want to read right now. That's totally fine. But I will say there's also this part in the book where it really models like how to go about setting those boundaries. Like, I think that it models that really well. Even though it's like a painful, right? I imagine that it could be like a painful read for some people. It does go about doing that in kind of a way that empowers April rather than just like throwing it in there for, for no reason. And yeah, it's just really cute. I used to write fan fiction, little tidbit about me. So I think that it's like extremely, like that aspect of it was just like really fun for me. Okay. And my third book I'm going to talk about is Electric Idol by Katie Robert. And I want to preface this by saying that this book is basically all smut. It is all sex. It's like 80% sex, 20% plot. And I wanted to include it still because I think that for books like that, a lot of the times we just like don't get fat rep. Like, we really don't. Like, fat people, fat characters in books are not often allowed to be like sexual and desired and like empowered in that way. And so it was important for me to include this because it's honestly, I think the first book that I've ever read where like the male love interest is just like obsessed with her. Obsessed. Not like despite how fat she is, but like he genuinely is like obsessed with her body and like loves it and like talks about how like he loves her like rolls and like how soft she is and how squishy she is and just like it's so good in that aspect. And so again, I'll preface by saying if you're not the type of person who wants to read essentially just 300 pages of sex on page, like explicit and raunchy, then this is not the book for you. But I wanted to include it anyways because I think that it does important work in that sense. So I will read it. This is a like part of a series that's kind of like a Greek gods retelling. So it says, He was the most beautiful man alive, and if I wasn't careful, he was going to be my death. In an ultra modern city of Olympus, there's always a price to pay. Psyche knew she'd have to face Aphrodite's ire eventually, but she never expected her literal heart to be at stake, or for Aphrodite's gorgeous son to be the one ordered to strike the killing blow. Eros has no problem shedding blood, but when it comes time to take out his latest target, he can't do it. Confused by his reaction to Psyche, he does the only thing he does the only thing he can think of to keep her safe. He marries her. Can you tell I'm like kind of already fangirling about this? Psyche vows to make Eros's life a living hell until they find a way out of this mess. But as lines blur and loyalties shift, she realizes he might take her heart after all, and she's not sure she can survive the loss. I mean, come on. Iconic. I love it. Thank you for listening to my bookish rambles. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. If you did, could you leave us a review or share this episode on your social media? Doing so helps more people find us, and we want everyone to find their food voice. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.